Chapter 3. The Direct Attack. Just Asking for It. Many social engineering attacks are intricate, involving a number of steps and elaborate planning, combining a mix of manipulation and technological know-how. But I always find it striking that a skillful social engineer can often achieve his goal with a simple, straightforward, direct attack. Just asking outright for the information may be all that's needed, as you'll see. An MLAC quickie. Want to know someone's unlisted phone number? A social engineer can tell you half a dozen ways, and you'll find some of them described in other stories in this book, but probably the simplest scenario is one that uses a single phone call, like this one. Number, please. The attacker dialed the private phone company number for the MLAC, the Mechanized Line Assignment Center. To the woman who answered, he said, "Hey, this is Paul Anthony. I'm a cable splicer. Listen, a terminal box out here got fried in a fire. Cops think some creep tried to burn his own house down for the insurance. They got me out here alone trying to rewire this entire 200-pair terminal. I could really use some help right now. What facilities should be working at 6723 South Main?" In other parts of the phone company, the person called would know that reverse lookup information on non-pub, non-published numbers is supposed to be given out only to authorized phone company people. But MLAC is supposed to be known only to company employees. And while they'd never give out information to the public, who would want to refuse a little help to a company man coping with that heavy-duty assignment? She feels sorry for him. She's had bad days on the job herself, and she'll bend the rules a little to help out a fellow employee with a problem. She gives him the cable and pairs and each working number assigned to the address. Analyzing the con. As you'll notice repeatedly in these stories, knowledge of a company's lingo and of its corporate structure, its various offices and departments, what each does and what information each has, is part of the essential bag of tricks of the successful social engineer. Mitnick message. It's human nature to trust our fellow man, especially when the request meets the test of being reasonable. Social engineers use this knowledge to exploit their victims and to achieve their goals. Young man on the run. A man we'll call Frank Parsons has been on the run for years, still wanted by the federal government for being part of an underground anti-war group in the 1960s. In restaurants, he sat facing the door, and he had a way of glancing over his shoulder every once in a while that other people found disconcerting. He moved every few years. At one point, Frank landed in a city he didn't know and set about job hunting. For someone like Frank, with his well-developed computer skills and social engineering skills as well, even though he never listed those on a job application, finding a good job usually wasn't a problem. Except in times when the economy is very tight, people with good technical computer knowledge usually find their talents in high demand, and they have little problem landing on their feet. Frank quickly located a well-paying job opportunity at a large, upscale, long-term care facility near where he was living. Just the ticket, he thought. But when he started plodding his way through the application forms, he came upon an uh-oh. The employer required the applicant to provide a copy of his state criminal history record, which he had to obtain himself from the state police. The stack of employment papers included a form to request this document, and the form had a little box for providing a fingerprint. Even though they were asking for a print of just the right index finger, if they matched his print with one in the FBI's database, he'd probably soon be working in food service at a federally funded resort. On the other hand, it occurred to Frank that maybe, just maybe, he might still be able to get away with this. Perhaps the state didn't send those fingerprint samples to the FBI at all. How could he find out? How? He was a social engineer. How do you think he found out? He placed a phone call to the state patrol. Hi, we're doing a study for the State Department of Justice. We're researching the requirements to implement a new fingerprint identification system. Can I talk to somebody there that's really familiar with what you're doing? Who could